Surprise, surprise tonight, and it's not Scylla. Doing Life is a new album that's out. A young music product. Does that mean to say it's a young person that's singing it? I don't know. We'll find out shortly. It's Robert Young. If you've been listening to Talking Sport and Saturday Sports Roundup, in the past we spoke to Robert, Newton Green Star Club, the Star Factor as well. He took part in that. And he's quite well known throughout Midlothian with a lot of people looking for this first album. It's not that long been released. We'll talk to Robert right now and find out. He's been on before. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Russell. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks very much for bringing in your brand new album. Let's go back in time. Why did you take up music?
I take up music. It's just something that I really enjoy doing, Russell. It's not even something I enjoy. I need to do it. I love singing. That's one thing my real passion is. I like playing as well. Singing is my real thing. It's kind of an escape for me when I get singing. Everything else kind of disappears.
Sure, you said you're not a great musician, so in the future, can you see you singing and playing with a band or singing with someone backing you? I think someone's backed you already, haven't they?
The kind of guitar player I am, Russ, I can play the guitar. I play to sing along with it, and writing my songs as well. They're very simply wrote songs. When I went into the studio with the 9 songs that I had, they were just originally wrote on the acoustic guitar. And then I got my great musical friends from a band called Milestone, George Docherty, Tommy Bell, Graham Allen. They all jumped on the project with me, and they just make these songs to come to life. Worked along beside me, and my real good friend Andrew Howden as well, who's a fantastic producer and sound engineer, who I couldn't recommend highly enough. So they all came on board the album with me, and yeah, we had a great laugh. Just really, there was no pressure, no hassles with it, and we just transformed these acoustic songs into something with a bit of life.
Do we really need to talk about your past, or do we need to look at the future?
The whole thing about the album is it's a bit of coming from the darkness into the light, turning point with obviously the addictions and stuff that's happened in my life in the last wee while, and it's been a great thing, Russell. I can't explain how much doing it has actually sorted me out and made sense of these things that has been going on in my life a bit through addictions and other things. But hopefully the way I've written the songs and the way they're across as well, that other people can relate to them in their life.
A fantastic cover.
Thanks very much.
Robert Young. Who is he? And of course, this album is for my mum, Helen Docherty, and my sons, Jay and Rudy Young. Better not say too much, it'll spoil them. Acknowledgements and doing life as well. But it's interesting that you have chosen black and white.
Yeah, it's the vintage look to it.
Why? Why this vintage look like that?
Well, in all honesty, Russell, if I kept it in black and white, it cost me a lot less money. Obviously, this was all done off my own. My mother left me a little bit of money when she passed away, and I just thought to turn the kind of sad situation into something really positive, I put all the money into this. And obviously, my good friend Paul Young, who's in the band with me, Sod's Law, as well, he done all the covers for me for free. We done them in black and white. It was keeping the cost down as well.
Of course. Yeah. But is it really... Is album cover most important?
Yeah, I think the black and white's really caught as well. I like black and white photos, you know, and I like the one of me and the boys at the back, and obviously that actual one in the front cover, believe it or not, Russell, I took that by mistake once. I was actually trying to take a picture of my son, and I took a picture of myself once. People might not believe that, but that is the story on that.
I'll leave it up to everyone's imagination. who you think this chap is called Robert Young, and what does he look like? Who does he look like? More to the point, he's got dark glasses on. Has he had a haircut since? No.
It's just starting.
It's grown a bit. I'm looking through it just now, Robert. Meeting the Measures, Rock and Roll Eyes, Sinking Ship, Nothing to Prove, Turning the Page, Turning to Go, The Curse of the Armchair MP, Keep on Keeping On. That's like a tongue twister. Keep on keeping on and doing life. Now, I was actually listening to that just before you came on live, and I'd like to play some off Rock and Roll Eyes. I don't want to play the whole lot because I don't want to spoil it for everyone.
No, I mean, the thing is, this is a great exposure for me, Russell. I've got no other exposure apart from Facebook and Twitter, and I've got the album out in stores now as well, also on Vinyl Villains on Leith Walk, Elvis Shakespeare on Leith Walk as well, and I've also got in sale on Hogshead on Clark Street in Edinburgh. So I would really like to encourage people, if they're going to buy the album, to maybe go to these stores, because obviously they only take so many at a time. If they don't go from the shop, they'll eventually take it off the shelf. So this is the only way I'm plugging it. So please, if you want to play the whole song, play the whole song of Rock and Roll Eyes. That was one of the ones I was going to play anyway. I was wanting you to play. And it gives the listeners a chance to have a wee listen to it, you know?
it caught my eye, rock and roll, and I thought, well, a wee bit upbeat. I don't know what like the rest of them is, you know,
yeah,
ballads and that. So where did rock and roll eyes come from? What?
The truth of that story is, obviously, I'm a recovering alcoholic, Russell. So I actually started writing this about 10 years ago, that song. I wrote a bit of it in Australia. And it was basically about trying to hold everything down, hold a relationship down, hold a job down, and hold your sanity down, really, when you're living this kind of double life as you do when you are an alcoholic. And there's always this thing of being Mr. Rock and Roll Eyes, which I always kind of put a pressure on myself to be, which no one else put the pressure on apart from me. And I always felt like I kind of had something to prove. So it was this kind of time in my life when I was in the thick of it. I mean, this is where I was at the kind of point where I knew that things were going wrong and I knew I needed to change them, but I wasn't quite ready yet.
Let's have a listen to this. I will play it all in its entirety. Rock and Roll Eyes by who?
Robert Young.